one way that you can work with stones on a more intimate level. Now, one final bit of information, and that is on the relationship of stones and crystals to the elements. Each it can be considered an old-fashioned way of looking at it, but each stone has a particular connection to or vibration of a particular element, water and fire, earth and air, just as they also have a connection to a direction, so north, east, south, west. There are also those that are connected to the center, to the earth as earth, not earth as the element earth, and of course to up and down, to the air and to the grounding energy that this earth's living things rise up out of. And if it is something that that comes to you, work with it. If you feel that a particular stone has a fiery type energy, then honor that, respect it, and pay attention to it, and use it as such, perhaps associate it with fire, even a candle, or with things that are the colors of fire. By pulling together not just the stone, but the element and the direction, just as with those crystal grids, you are pulling together disparate but connected types of energies to work together as a cohesive whole, and therefore the energies are magnified and are far more capable of a larger effect in whatever regard you wish to have that effect. That is all we needed to say for this evening. So we are now going to ask if any of you have questions. The questions can be about what we have said, to clarify perhaps something that that we said, or to elaborate on something, or it can be anything else. It can be something personal. It can be about anything else in the world, if you like. So we are now opening the floor.
Question about pink quartz crystal. What is the purpose of pink quartz, rose quartz?
The color pink is a heart chakra color. There are different purposes depending on whether the quartz is as a crystal shape or a mass. But overall, quartz, it has that hardness of quartz. But it has, rose quartz has a gentle, has the gentle ability to kind of expand your ability to accept. And it isn't just to accept things that are around you and others, but also to accept yourself, to accept who you are and to be okay with wherever you're at and whatever you're being right now. That's the nutshell. Did that answer your question?
Yes. And how about amethyst?
Amethyst, again, is a form of quartz. It, again, has that hardness, but it has the it has the vibration of air in it. to a certain extent, but it also has the vibration of, hold on, I'm asking. The amethyst actually has the heart and the crown chakra both vibration in it, so that what it can do is to allow you to connect with your higher self or with God. God is the spirit realm, but through your heart, again, so that the connection is a loving one, and the energy of the communication very strongly goes this way, so that in a sense you are, it takes your what you have to say up and out to whoever it is you wish to communicate with. Did that answer your question?
That helps. And so my more personal question would be then, at this particular time, which is the best